And we continue our readings from the book of God's Revelation. Ascending the mountain of gold, a mile above the level of the sea, the man heard the word speak again, saying, "This is the fourth message. The light in God's image and word manifest in the sun pours down from heaven eightfold in appearance, as righteousness, judgment, justice, peace, enlightenment, resurrection, salvation, and truth. God's word is law empowered by the image, which shines in the creation as an act of God's love for his created. God would unify the creation in divine order by his rule as revealed. No one enters into the light of God's presence, for flesh does not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Only a reborn spirit made a living soul enters into that light. God's appearance in the image and word manifest as righteousness, judgment, justice, peace, enlightenment, resurrection, salvation, and truth opens the eight seals of the Spirit, making them shine as the light of the sun in a rainbow of colors. These seals and appearances are as gateways to God. The soul made a living being with form of light in the image of God is given consciousness by the word. The soul lives the sacred way of divine law under the rule of order. By these means, the reborn soul is nurtured eternally on the divine presence. If man would gain immortality of spirit, let him come to the church for instruction in the way revealed, and learn under God's new light the secret and hidden things reserved by holy men and women of old for present generations." Hearing no further words, the man walked to the church of New Thyatira, open to the sky on the fourth mount. Again, the word of prophecy spoke to the man, saying, "It was written, 'He that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall be broken to pieces, even as I received of my Father, and I will give them the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.'" The Sun of Righteousness shines over the earth in the end times as the morning star, rising out of the east with a rod of lightning to judge the nations which bind the inhabitants thereof in darkened ways. The renovation of the world from the realm of heaven is ordered by the will of God. Lest the nations be shaken by a disordered earth, let the ordained of the church oversee the communities in the nations, reflecting to the sun to remedy the errors of the world for the sake of the races. And the man did write down all those directives given by the word of the Lord for the welfare of the nations and their peoples. And he came down from the open-air church. And let us now have the blessings.